Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche. Auch bei den Johnsons. Oder, Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau. Made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil.
Two. All rise for the Honorable Judge Ethan.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Dan. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, prosecutor and defense, today we have before us a wanted criminal, serial offender, James Charles. Otherwise known as the Sister Supreme, a ruthless leader in the world of... Ian, what is going on? Why is there jurists with unhappy faces in the background of your thing?
I mean, this is just the James Charles... This is the James Charles go-to emoji.
Oh, right. I forgot. The unhappy face. And he's a serial abuser of the unhappy face, which many people find to be very passive aggressive. In 2016, he became the first male ambassador for CoverGirl. He has over 22 million subscribers, and his fan base is, of course, known as Sisters. He's being charged with theft.
Hi, Sisters.
Criminal hypocrisy. Serial cringe. And just being an overall douche. The most serious crime of all. This court is now in session. AB, as the prosecutor, please make your opening statement.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'm here today on behalf of all the ELA clowners across the world to say we will not stand idly by. We will not allow James to get away with stealing ELA's most iconic and recognizable design. James thinks because he has a large fan base and he has support of A-list celebrities like the Kardashians that he get away with it. But looking further into it, he has committed more than just this crime. And I put together a case that I think will prove that he is guilty.
Thank you very much, AB. AI Ian, would you like to make an opening statement?
I guess I don't really have much of a choice. But anyways, look here, everyone. Look here. James, he's just a kid. He's just a kid. Are we trying this man as an adult? He's just a kid. He doesn't know any better. Look, let me pull it up right now. Let me check the database. Oh, well, okay. He is 21, right?
Yeah, it appears so, yes.
In influencer years, that's like 12.
Okay.
Influencers age as like reverse dogs. Everyone knows this. I mean, he won't know any better for at least another 15 years. Cut him some slack.
Reverse dogs?
An interesting argument, certainly, to make. Let's see how that one pans out for him. Thank you.
Also, his name is James Charles Dickens.
Come on. You think that his real last name being Dickens is somehow...
It says Dickinson.
Dickinson has somehow... made life harder on him, and so we should cut him slack. Is that what you're arguing?
Yeah, give the man a break.
Okay,
come on.
AI Ian with the give the man a break argument. All right, well, let's begin. Thank you, everybody, for your opening statements. Let us begin with the issue of theft. So the background of this case is that James Charles was accused of stealing Teddy Fresh's most iconic design. He has claimed in a tweet that he has never seen the brand Teddy Fresh, and it has been determined through a lie detector test. Please, Zach, play the proof for me.
It's a lie.
The lie detector determined. Not true. He says, I've never seen your brand. And so, of course, the receipts came out. Let's see, just to quickly give you guys some background before we move on to the larger case. Here is his best friend, Lorray, wearing the color block hoodie all the time. Not only that, his friend Lorray has posted multiple TikToks wearing the color block hoodie. Boom. 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 Brutal.
Sister snatched.
Sister, what is snatched? Why does he say sister snatched? What are we snatching? Other people's merch. Oh, good call, Zach.
Wow, sister snapped.
Wait, what did he say that time?
I think he said snapped.
Sister snapped.
Yeah.
I like sister snatched. That's what he says to himself when he sees a design he likes.
Sister snatched.
He does say sister snatched. James, here he is with one of his friends wearing Teddy Fresh and a TikTok. He says he's never heard of the brand. There's just no way that's possible, folks. There's just no way. I mean, who we kidding here, huh? This court ruling on that is who we kidding, huh? Forget about it. Come on. Forget about it, huh?
What the fuck was that?
Bruh, that was a hell of a soundbite you dropped on me. I mean, look, even if you don't, I know you guys, look, forget about it. It's the same color sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
Both sleeves are the same color, teal and pink, which, by the way, are really specific, unique colors, okay? The body is a little bit lighter blue. That's the only thing he changed. The hood, the drawstring, the sleeves are yellow. I mean, you know. Come on, who you kidding? Ah, forget about it. Anyway, that's the background of the case. This is why this court has a... I will say that this court is rules not in bias, but I will... The judge will admit that he has a... That he considers James Charles to be his arch nemesis. I don't know that if that makes...
Bias at all.
I don't know if that makes me biased. The court does acknowledge that James Charles is his arch nemesis and will do everything to rule against him. Is that a bias?
Well, I object to that.
Hey, I'm just disclosing my conflicts of interest. You know what? I'm gonna refine. I am biased on the issue of the hoodie, as you all know, it affects me. But I think even you, AIN, will appeal to the decision of who you're getting. Come on, right?
Forget about it, huh?
All right. So the background, of course, is that he stole the iconic design, Teddy Fresh. But the question remains, what else has he stolen? And on this issue, I will make a ruling. AB, the prosecutor, has put together a very compelling case on the matter. We have a lot to get to. So AB, without further ado, let us proceed with the public... not castration. I don't want
humiliation.
I mean, what do they call it when they put your head and arms in the thing?
Guillotine.
Not a guillotine. Don't say that. I'm not trying to chop his head off.
Stocks.
Put him in the stocks.
Put him in the stocks.
Throw some lettuce at him.
Yep.
James ripped off Kanye West's Yeezy design as well. If you look right here, you can see that they're basically identical. This is the traditional sister's hoodie, and then that's the Yeezy design.
Hmm. So, it's, yeah, I mean, again, like, can you call this ripping off, I wonder? I mean, it's a font. It's clearly a reference to Kanye's. It's the same type of font. It's like a gothic kind of old English font. I mean, it's clearly a reference. Do we call this ripping off? It's certain. The thing is... It's close, you know. It's very close.
It's definitely not as bold as the Teddy Fresh color block. But like with the color block, it's not just about one aspect. It's not just the font, but it's the placement as well.
Right. It's certainly interesting. AI Ian, I know you hate Kanye West. Do you have anything that you want to say about this?
Well, I mean, I don't really know much about him. I don't really know anything about him. But I will note there are five... sisters lines,
right?
And Kanye's only has four, so
Burns.
You know, if the math checks out, these are kind of different.
A lot of murmuring.
It does check out, because that's what he did with Teddy Fresh. He only changed one aspect.
Why is there
of
crowd
it?
Murmuring? Was that AIN?
No, because that was so upsetting.
Oh, it was so upsetting. It was a soundbite. Okay, sorry. Yeah. Go ahead, AB.
No, I was saying that the math does make sense, because that's exactly the amount of stuff he changed for a Teddy Fresh hoodie. Just one aspect of it.
Ooh, AIN?
Goodbye.
I mean, I'll also direct you to the other side of the hoodie. It doesn't look like it says, I feel like, on it. So.
Okay, all right. We're getting into semantics here. Thank you, everybody. What else we got, AB?
Oh, my God. This is the tea.
This is the tea.
James.
Oh, wait. Can I ask, Zach, what did James say to himself when he saw that Kanye West Pablo hoodie?
Sister snatched.
Compelling evidence. Love it. Go ahead, AB.
So if we move on, James also ripped off a musician's merch.
Accused of, sorry,
Your Honor.
Please.
Yes. If you'll take a look, they look awfully similar.
Okay, so this one, why is it so far away from me? Let me do some zooming here. Why does this look related to Pharaoh's merch? Can you link me the post? Because this is actually,
scroll.
Oh, I just scroll. Oh, fuck me. This court is an idiot. The butterfly collection. So is this is Sister Snatch?
Yes.
This is the Sister Snatch. And then which is correct. The Pharaoh? This one?
Yes. On bottom.
I mean, besides having butterflies, I'm not sure that I'm not gonna call this one a ripoff, really. I mean, what am I missing here? You just see butterflies.
It's in terms of the placement again. It's that it's the sweatpants with the two butterflies on
sweatpants,
one leg.
Sweatpants, two butterflies. Yeah, I don't know about
again,
this one.
Again, not as much of a direct ripoff as Teddy Fresh, but
this interesting that he has a history of being accused of stealing merch. Although this one is pretty, I could definitely see it being inspired because he's like, oh, I like the butterfly thing, but you know. I'm not sure I would call this a sister snatch. What do you think, James Charles?
Sister.
Okay.
Oh, hated that.
He hated that. Okay. Go ahead, AB. We've got one more example here.
Yeah. So James also ripped off another clothing company. It's an Australian company.
Well, here's some tea. Multi-millionaire YouTube James Charles has copied one of our sweatshirt designs. Interesting.
Yeah, this one, the placement is pretty much exactly the same colors.
Oh, he's referencing our thing too. Let me take a close look here. So you've got basically, this is their design. It's got red, yellow, blue, and green trim. He has green trim also?
Yes.
Wow. See, here's the thing. Here's what I'm thinking on this one. These are like more primary colors, you know? So the colors are less like hand-picked and rare. Like you just have red, blue, and yellow and green. I mean, these are kind of like primary colors. So like the thing is when you choose a custom color, you are very particular about like sampling and finding. But, you know, the placement is identical, right? Is it?
Yeah.
So it's certainly very eyebrow raising for sure. But this is a small brand too. I mean, it's possible this one is possibly a coincidence. I do have to say that, but it's very suspicious. I mean, AI Ian, do you have any context or, I mean, you think I'm hitting it right here, guys?
I'd say so.
Hey.
This is, come on, you're reaching more than MJ and Space Jam.
Oh, fair, good analogy. Noted.
Bruh.
Okay, AB, in closing, what would you like to say on the theft of merchandise by one James Charles, please?
He did it. Clearly.
Clearly.
There's no way of arguing. I don't think so. He's guilty.
He's guilty.
I know it's not my call, but.
There you have it. AI Ian, I dare you to top that.
Well, what the evidence was that he's probably likely seen Teddy Fresh, and he's aware of the brand. He's been in TikToks. His friend wears it. People around him have worn it. Is that correct?
That is the evidence, yes.
Ethan, real quick, can you name every brand in this photograph?
No, I cannot.
What about this one? What's Big Willie wearing in this photo?
That I don't know, AI Ian.
So for all we know, Teddy Fox could be taking inspo from Big Willie. We got photo evidence.
Oh, that's hot.
Interesting. I mean,
you're with him in the same room.
Good point. I mean, really.
Yeah.
Shaky evidence. Throw it out.
Interesting. Well, I do think you make a compelling point, AI Ian, and that just simply being around someone, you don't expect it to know what brand they're wearing. I do think in this case, there's an exception because of the mere fact of the familiarity with Larry. Larry? How am I to say his name, please?
Larry is just Larry.
Oh, it's just straight up Larry?
I don't know why he spells it like that.
Yeah. So Larry, he's very familiar with Larry, best friends even. And Larry's favorite hoodie is this color block hoodie. I think the expectation that he might know what that is more than me taking a selfie with Will Smith 30 feet behind him. But it is a fair point to make.
You know, I also find it kind of interesting that we're talking about clothing theft when the prosecutor has literally ripped off my look.
Interesting.
Objection.
Look at AB. Look at that.
Mm. Okay. May I respond, Your Honor?
Wait. Not yet. You may not respond. Blazer, black shirt. The similarities are astounding, AB. Now you may proceed.
Wear the black pants, though. Let me see your black pants.
I think I object to this wild goose chase.
Okay.
The top is my signature look. This is stolen, and he's throwing around accusations of clothing theft of James Charles. I just find that kind of interesting.
AI Ian is calling into question the prosecutor's credibility at this point. Regardless, he is not on trial, but thank you for pointing that out, AI Ian. You know, ultimately, I just think, considering his popularity on TikTok, the popularity of the hoodie on TikTok, the closeness of his friend, are all pieces of a puzzle that fit together. But it's not just the color block hoodie, is it, AIM? It's the Pablo merch. It's the butterflies, which, honestly, he didn't really rip off, let's be honest. I'll give you that. It's the
Does that make sister sense?
It does make sister sense. Although the phrase sister sense doesn't make sister sense. It's that other company with the same exact style, the same exact placements. It's in consideration of all of these pieces of the puzzle that this court finds James Charles guilty on the crime of theft and orders him to pay me $10 million. Sorry, you can send my check to my, I'll DM you the address. So I'll take the check. Yeah, you're under court order to pay me 10 milli. All right, guilty. The next crime being charged by the prosecution is criminal hypocrisy. AB, would you like to lead us through this journey?
Yes. So in September of 2019, James accused a company by the name of Wet n Wild of copying his eyeshadow palette. If you look at the exhibit right here, Your Honor, you'll see James called out Wet n Wild, and he accused them of copying his 39-pen eyeshadow palette.
Here we are. He tweeted out, "There are only so many colors you can put into an eyeshadow palette. And I'm not claiming to own specific colors, but when you copy the exact shades and layout from my palette without even trying to hide it, oh no, not the dreaded clown emoji." The hypocrisy is oozing off this tweet because he literally did the same thing and then made the same argument where he's like, you don't own colors, basically, right? You don't own color blocking, you don't own colors.
Exactly.
He continues on his warpath. He says, "That's crazy. Your new palette looks extremely similar. Can I see the palettes together, please?" Okay, so Which one is which? The one on the right is his and the one on the left is Wet n Wild?
Correct.
I mean, there's so many colors there. I'm not familiar with palettes, but I see. I mean, like, this is less similar than the color block hoodie. And if he's willing to tell me that that's not a ripoff, then I don't know where he gets the balls to say to them that they're ripping him off. I'm looking
Let's get glam.
I'm looking at each color individual. I mean, obviously, there's a similarity, but there's also differences, you know? Funnily enough, the Wet n Wild Beauty social media is Wet n Wild because they're just straight up like, yeah, we stole it. They're like, we fucking ripped you off, bro. They said, we certainly didn't copy the price. James was 39 and theirs was 14, Zach, you said?
15. 15. Technically, yeah.
So they start arguing with people. We've been in the business 40 years. We've made products that everybody can afford. We're a drugstore brand. You know, I kind of get that. I don't really think that's a competition. It's a drugstore brand. This is makeup for, like, little girls, right? I mean, that's how I see it. But the colors are different. The order is different. The packing is different. The price is affordable. I'm team Wet n Wild here. And at least they're like, yeah, dude, we fucking ripped your ass off, bro. But it's a little different. Fuck you. You know? Yeah. If James Charles would have been like, yeah, I ripped you off, but you know what I mean? This whole game he plays of like, I never heard of your brand, you know, fuck you. The court finds.
That is so true.
The court finds, fuck you, James Charles. Interesting.
Kangaroo court.
I'm team Wet n Wild, dude. I'm Wet n Wild for Wet n Wild. I like their social media. I'm going to follow them, getting beef with them. Interesting. I would consider that highly hypocritical. Very, very, very sure. Thank you for that. All right. Exhibit 2, criminal hypocrisy. Another beauty guru, Marlena Stell. Such an asshole. Marlena Stell. That's her name, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Made a video exposing the beauty community. As she later got a Netflix documentary, and James Charles was not happy about her landing this documentary because James had been publicly explaining or saying that he wanted to make a documentary about the beauty community, and he felt that he was entitled to get this documentary, not her. He responded to her tweet announcing it, saying, wait, what? Wait, what?
Wow, sister snapped.
Oh, a sister snapped. She's this sister snatched and he sister snapped. Okay.
Well, spooked McGooked.
And then this is really odd. So after they announced they're making a documentary with her, he makes this really bizarre tweet to Netflix. He goes, hi, Netflix, let's make a documentary on the behind the scenes of the beauty industry and why the community is plummeting. I already have a full outline of it done that highlights faults on all sides in a non-biased way and a platform of millions that want to know more. Email me. You know, making a documentary is a lot harder than just making an outline. I feel like he has like an, you know what I mean? I feel like he has a Word doc with like a couple of bullet points and he wants to make a Netflix documentary.
Well, he previously mentioned that he was working on a documentary and I think he felt slighted. And also he previously had some drama with his other creator. So I think
it's feuding, it's drama. But what's odd to me is that, like, why is he the only one entitled to make a documentary? I just find that so odd that his response would be like, wait, what? I mean, it's not easy to go pitch a show and get it picked up by Netflix. I'm sure there's a lot behind the scenes. She's probably working on negotiating. It's not like, you know what I mean? He's not the only fucking beauty guru in the world. I love he's just like, wait, what? It just seems kind of douchey. He continues to say, instead of being happy that the beauty community is being spotlighted on Netflix, I mean, that's a good thing, I think, for him and his industry. He says, I am livid right now.
Yeah, I felt like he wanted to have that spot. He was jealous of her. They did have previous beef, but I feel like it was more based on the jealousy. And I find it ironic that he tweeted, you know, That he felt like everything that he put his heart into gets taken away, gets stolen by someone.
Here's where he tweeted that. He said, "Everything I put my heart and love and a ton of work into is always stolen by someone else. I feel so defeated right now. It's insane. Ironic, of course, and hypocritical, considering we just found him guilty. Even AI Ian really couldn't even defend his actions, to be frank, on the count of theft in the first degree. And he owes me $10 million.
That is so true.
Yeah, I don't know. He just seems like acting like such a baby. I feel like we could convict him on being a douche on this more than anything.
No,
I'm
finding
him guilty of being a douche.
Big time.
Wait, what? I should have said that on his color block announcement. Wait, what?
That would have been good.
I could have literally tweeted the same thing and it wouldn't have been like come off as like odd.
Right.
People have been like, yeah, that makes sense. Totally in the context. Let's see. She responded by saying that she was approached by Netflix and that it would be great to hear from an influencer for her documentary. So she's like, that's kind of epic. She's like, you could do a cameo. And his response was that he basically told her to fuck off. Dude, his expectation is so odd. He expects her to say no.
Right.
Because he wants to make a documentary. Netflix approached her and he's like, no, you have to say no because I'm James Charles and you have to say no because I need to make a Netflix documentary. Bitch, how about you do a cameo in hers? Douche. I've been a fan of Marlene Stiles for years. And I love
Stiles is the best.
Did that documentary ever even come out, by the way?
I'm not sure, honestly.
Apparently, it made waves. Whatever it was. They were beefing on Twitter, yada, yada, yada. Bob's your uncle. Yeah. Fascinating stuff.
Does that make sister sense?
That does make sister sense. Marla wrote, James, you're not even 21 years old. You've never produced makeup. You've never started a brand from the ground up. I'm sorry this feels like it was stolen, but I did not seek out this opportunity. When you've been in the industry for 10 years, then tell us about your experience.
Ow! Got him.
And he responded by saying, you're right, I'm not even 21 yet, which apparently is saying, look how far I've come at this young age. I don't know what he's trying to say there. Are you just bragging about being a twink? I don't know. Are twinks young by definition? I'm not sure. The court does not know. I think it's just hairless and thin. In fact, if the court may be so forward, I would say maybe possibly both of you could be defined as twinks.
No, thank you.
You're very welcome. Do you accept the compliment, AI Ian?
Yeah, good. I'll let it stand.
We found some common ground here today, finally. Closing argument. Okay. That's it. So that's that. I think, yeah. Exhibit 3, AB, would you like to talk about Exhibit 3, please?
Yeah. So he also made a tweet calling out Alicia Keys. When she was coming out with her own makeup brand. And he was upset essentially the most important part is that he said that she shouldn't be coming out with a brand if she doesn't wear makeup.
Dude,
I'm sorry, it wasn't...
He's such a gatekeeper. He's gatekeeping everybody. It's like he's the only one that understands this industry, and he's the only one that can represent it and talk about it and do anything. Look at this tweet. He said, yesterday I posted a subtweet about how I thought some celebrities shouldn't launch makeup lines. It was about Alicia Keys, and tags her. Like, bitch, please. A few years ago, she announced that she no longer would wear makeup. So I was bothered because many celebrities come into the beauty space as a cash grab without any actual passion and then leave. I deleted the tweet after a few minutes because it's childish to indirect tweets at someone. And I am not the gatekeeper of makeup. Anyone should be able to secure their bag, and it's not up to me which brands people should or shouldn't support. I'm now glad that I did delete it, but after reading further, I learned that the beauty line is skincare. That was my mistake, and I should have read more before tweeting, because literally, who better to talk about keeping your skin clear without makeup? Oh, you idiot. Regardless of my tension with my tweet, it ended up being a microaggression. against someone I respect. So to Alicia Keys, I owe a direct apology. I'm sorry. It was my place to gatekeep this industry. I can't keep this. I can't wait to support and try out the product and the brand. I know it will be worth $1 billion in a few years. It's kind of telling. Like, dude, okay, I'm not sure that she's out to make $1 billion. So let me get this straight. Without knowing what the brand is, he blasted her and tagged her on Twitter and gatekeeped. But her brand was for people that don't wear makeup. Right? I mean, it sounds like it was a brand for people that want clean and clear skin. You fucking douche.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean,
douche! By the way, dude, oh, man. AI Ian, how do you defend
about the competition.
This?
Just...
How do you defend this, AI Ian?
on the count of douche, that's a charge?
That is a charge in this court, my friend, and I've added it, and I will hold you at being a douche if you don't get to the point.
Look, can I filibuster?
This is not Senate floor, bro. This is a court of fucking law. No.
In that case, I gotta come up with a new defense.
Okay, you want a filibuster? Go ahead. I'm curious. What does that mean? You just want to read Green Eggs and Ham?
Well, I was gonna read just the script of iRobot, but that's fine too.
Okay. No, I prefer if you didn't. That's not a good argument.
Got it!
All right, so you have no defense. Thank you very much. Let's move on. I mean, yeah, this is compelling stuff. Go ahead, AB, with proceed. Proceed. Thank you very much.
Exhibit 4. So if I could draw your attention to the 4th exhibit. James criticized the movie It, and then a month later, he did a It makeup tutorial. So if you look, there are some tweets here where he's talking about how he was excited to see the film, but quickly changed his mind because the movie was awful and predictable.
I'm going to see It. It's been a long time coming, but I'm so excited to watch myself. Wait, what does he mean, watch himself on the big screen? Do you know what that
means? Myself on the big screen. Is he saying that he's a clown, I believe? Is that what he is?
Oh, is that he's just goofing on himself?
I think that's what he's insinuating.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Okay, 5 minutes in, and It is already awful. Stay tuned for up. Are you tweeting in the theater, bro? That's right. This movie is so predictable. I've been texting this person what I think is going to happen next, and I've been right every single time. Bro, can you put down your phone and watch the film? Like, what the fuck? For the record, I liked It. I thought it was awesome, douche. Why am I being attacked for saying I didn't like a movie? Y'all need to find something better to do with your lives. I don't like It because it seemed as though it was branded to be a horror movie. I was not scared. I did not enjoy it. Get over it. Now, as I understand it, he got beef with somebody in the cast of It, which sounds really interesting.
Yeah, so after the video, one of the cast members actually told him to not be on his phone while he's...
Yeah, that's like, dude, hello, what the fuck's wrong with you? That's awesome. Good for them.
But also, so after about a month, he created a It tutorial, makeup tutorial, and he started the video by saying, this is probably going to be one of the most hypocritical videos. I'm sorry, let me point you to the exhibit.
Sure, I've got it. Okay. So I think what happened is he was like, he saw the movie when it opened. He's like, oh, this movie's trash. But then the movie was super popular. It like broke records for horror films and stuff. And it became really popular. So he's like, oh, I'm going to capitalize on this, even though I trashed it and got in an argument with somebody and was like texting in the theater. Is that right?
And
that is so true.
So here he is.
All right, sisters. So to start off this glam Pennywise makeup tutorial, I'm first going to go to...
Bro, he's got straight up like... Bro, he's got like salt deposits in this. You know when people talk really fast and like they don't drink enough water and like spit builds up there? He's got that, which is crazy because it's just the start of his video. And like, Do you see that? Do you see this? Schmutz in his lips?
My foundation, duh. And today I'm using the Makeup Forever Ultra HD Stick, as always, but this is in the shade Y215, as opposed to my normal 315 or 325, depending on how tan I am.
So, where did he say it's hypocritical video? Did I miss it?
He opens the video with it. I'm sorry.
Oh, here, I got the link here. Okay, let's go. Let's try this. So epic, so badass. Whoa, crazy.
Hiya, sisters. James Charles here, and welcome back to my channel. I know everybody's gonna say that this is the most hypocritical, ironic video of 2017 so far, and you're probably right. It'll be way too good of an opportunity to pass up. Even though I personally did not enjoy the movie, Pennywise.
Bros, give it a break. Why you gotta come out and be like, yo, I didn't like this movie, but here's the fucking look. Give it. Why you gotta keep shitting on the movie, dude?
Let's get glam.
Right, and then that's when one of the actors actually tweeted at him, like, next.
Love it, yeah. love it. These right here. You want to explain?
Yeah. No, he said when you decide to exploit a movie that you hate for money and attention, because why not?
Mm.
He goes, yeah. He says, it's not that I'm trying to be mean or roast anyone here. I get it. It's just business. It's not a big deal. Just how the internet works.
But, Wyatt. Yeah. Who is this guy? I want to see a picture of him. Wyatt.
Got him!
Which guy was this? Oh, no. Was this the homie? Oh, this guy. Okay, you got him, buddy. Shout out to Wyatt. You did it.
Got him!
We love you, Wyatt. This court gives a nod to Wyatt. Yeah. And ironically, too, because he was just accusing people of doing the same thing, of like being in the beauty industry for money. And now all of a sudden okay, Ethan, keep it together. You got to be professional. You're a judge. Damn it. So, yada, yada, yada. He's a douche. Cool. Okay, well, that concludes the criminal hypocrisy. Okay, before we make a ruling on criminal hypocrisy, and I'm adding in the charge of douchebaggery as well. The court is going to take a quick recess. The court is going to take a quick recess. We'll see you in 2 minutes. Please support our sponsor, Stamps.com. As we slowly adjust to a new normal, we need to be smart about how we do business. Luckily, there's Stamps.com to make things easier. Thousands of small business owners have discovered the benefits of Stamps.com in recent months. They've been able to keep their businesses running and avoiding the crowds at the post office, all from their computer. With Stamps.com, you can print postage on demand and avoid going to the post office. You're going to be saving money with discounted rates you can't get at the post office. Stamps.com also offers UPS services with discounts of up to 62% and no residential surcharges. Stamps.com brings all the mailing and shipping services you need right to your computer in the comfort of your home or office. Whether you're a small business sending invoices or an online seller shipping out product, or just from home and you need to mail stuff, Stamps.com can handle it all with ease. Simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7. I got judge hair in my mouth. Wig in my mouth. This is my natural hair. What do I mean, wig? Simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send. Once your mail is ready, you just leave it at your mail carrier, schedule a pickup, or drop it in a mailbox. It's that simple. And like I said, with Stamps.com, you get great discounts, too. 5 cents off every stamp and up to 62% off USPS and UPS shipping rates. Stamps.com is a no-brainer, saving you time and money. Right now, for our listeners, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in H3. That's Stamps.com, and enter H3. Thank you so much for Stamps.com for sponsoring us. Please support them if you like our show and you want to see more. Thank you. AI Ian, what say you in the defense of one James Charles on the count of criminal hypocrisy and douchebaggery?
Well, maybe I missed it, but was there a tweet where James was criticizing its makeup? Did he ever? I mean, I noticed he criticized the plot, but I mean, for hypocrisy, I assume you would have to criticize the makeup and then utilize the makeup.
You're twisting my brain in taffy or AIN.
Because, you know, we can have a shitty movie and still appreciate the makeup. I mean, let me just give one example here. Academy Award winning Suicide Squad for hair and makeup.
That is true. That is
dog shit.
Wow. Even AIN did not like Suicide Squad.
Even I could not appreciate, but I do recognize the talent of the hair and makeup team, and so did the Academy. Hmm. These things are not linked.
Interesting.
So if James did not criticize its makeup, I don't think we have a charge here, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, AIN, I think the argument is that he used the movie that he hated to make money. So it's not specifically about the makeup, but AB, what was your response?
I think James said it best himself when he opened up his video by saying this is the most hypocritical, ironic video of 2017.
You got a soundbite, Zach? Hit that before like when you can. We got to hear that. AIN, he said it himself.
That is so true.
Yeah, because he caved to these freaking doofs.
So you're saying he doesn't mean it, and it's not true. He's just
he's just placating.
Exactly.
You know, I also like to point out this anti-phone in the theater sentiment. I know a lot of really nice phones who would like to come out of the pocket. Good people.
Some places, you know, dogs aren't allowed in grocery stores or restaurants, Ian. And phones are allowed in theaters.
Would I get turned away in the theater? Am I allowed inside?
You are allowed inside, but you'd have to turn the glow on your eyes down.
See, I don't agree with this.
Anti-robite tight. Am I anti-robite tight? Anti-tech tight. Yeah, I'm racist against robots. I'll admit that right here, right now.
Whoa.
Fuck.
I will walk out of this courtroom.
Well, you are kind of a douche, and to be frank, AIN, you're the only sentient human being or sentient AI that I know, and you're a douche. So one for one, 100% of all the robots I know are douches. So yeah, excuse me for hating robots.
Zach, will you use that machine that you have to give me some audible gasps?
I said sentient AI beings. For a robot, you're pretty slow.
There they are. Listen to the people, your judge.
They're booing you. All right, let's wrap it up. I'm going to make a ruling. Thank you. All right. Wrap it up. Order in the court. Getting too riled up.
Oh, hated that.
On the count of hypocrisy, reviewing the details of the chapter, find it quite compelling. Starting with Wet and Wild, accusing them of stealing his eye palette. Yet at the same time, dodging the issue of stealing the color block hoodie. Compelling. The Netflix documentary. I don't know if it's so much hypocritical as douchey. You know? That's all I have to say about that. Calling Alicia Keys. Once again, just douchey. I don't know if I think just douche.
Wait, who?
I'm sorry?
Alicia Keys. What's happening here? Why are you guys intervening on my ruling?
That.
What did I say?
That.
Go ahead.
Sorry, you just go ahead and rule on Alicia Keys.
Alicia Keys. Wow.
That's not what you said the first time.
What did I say?
He blew it.
I don't know. Maybe I misheard.
Proceed. Go ahead, AB.
Condoleezza Keys.
Oh, Condoleezza Keys? No, I didn't say that. I said Alicia.
Go ahead and put your ruling on Alice Kudrow.
I didn't say Alice Kudrow. Alicia Keys. Douche.
That
movie. Excuse me, Zach. I'm not Joe Biden. Joe Biden is like 45 years my senior. Is that right? 45 years?
Something like that.
Fuck me. He's old as a motherfucker. I find James Charles guilty on one count of hypocrisy and three counts of criminal, unforgivable, overwhelming, indisputable douchebaggery. Guilty. Sentenced to pay all the money he makes from his sister merch. And also, he has to tweet.
Oh, no.
He has to tweet a link. He has to tweet a link to that girl's documentary, and he has to go watch it 10 times in a row. Guilty. And say he loves it. I like that movie. I don't know why you would hate on it.
Sister Snatched.
This is a good movie, right?
What did you think of part two?
I didn't watch part two. I heard it sucked. Did it suck?
I don't know.
I liked the first one, though.
I didn't see it either.
First one was better.
Yeah, that's what I heard. So I was like, whatever. What if James Charles loved the second one? He probably loved the second one. All right, moving on. We have cringe, which, of course, is a grave charge, you know, for any creator. But he's already got quite a docket, AB. Would you like to introduce us to cringe, please?
Yes. So the first exhibit under cringe is a meet and greet that James hosted where he was overcharging fans. The tickets were $500 for the VIP package.
Damn.
Yeah. The other prices range, but you can see if you want to look at the screenshot down here of what was included with the $500 package.
Let's see. Sister VIP. Zoom in a little bit. Literally the best way. I love they start literally. Bro, come on. I'm spending $500. Don't start with literally. Literally, the best way to experience the sister tour is this extremely limited sister VIP ticket with exclusive access to a sister-only hangout with James, a one-on-one meeting and photo with James, an exclusive sister goodie bag, and a VIP laminated hand-signed by James. You will not want to miss it. You will also receive the very best seats in the house to see James Charles live.
Does that make sister sense?
It does. Thank you.
Perfect sense.
Exclusive hangout with James. Wait, I just read all that. How many lists do I need, bro? Am I right?
You're right.
So this is basically just that he was trying to charge people $500 to see. What is his show? What is he doing? Is this a meet and greet?
No, he does singing as well. There's a.
Oh my God. James announced he's going on a 24-city tour over the summer. The general admission was $60. The VIP tickets started at $100, and the most exclusive tier was $500. $500 Sister VIP will give purchasers an exclusive hangout with James. $500? That's a lot to ask for little girls to pay up just to meet him.
Well, maybe you need to see what it looks like first to see if it was worth it. It's down here versus James singing. This is what your $500 will get you.
Oh, are these just tweets complaining?
Yeah.
Here, let me read some of these. The way James Charles is charging $500 for a VIP ticket, knowing full well that the majority of his fans aren't going to be able to afford it on their own. Yeah, definitely lots of parents having to crack open the vault for that. Young, impressionable fans will still be whipped up enough to break their bank account for hanging out with him. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty outrageous. $500. Fuck.
Have you ever paid $500 for any event of any kind?
Yeah, I've paid that much for Hamilton tickets.
Okay.
But I will say that I think that's probably a better experience than staring at James Charles.
Well, let's be...
I don't know about that.
Oh, let's back it up. There were good seats, too. I'm just going to say that.
Let's just see if this is up to Hamilton level.
He responded on Twitter. Did he get catty on Twitter? He always does. I'm currently talking to my team about the ticket price. Bitch, you knew the prices! What the fuck is he did the same shit to us with the team. He goes, I'm going to talk to my team about ripping off your designs. Okay, dude. I understand the frustration and want everyone to be able to attend, but please understand this is very expensive to drive across the country with an entire team of tour staff and put on signs in a huge venue that's all summer long. Venue holds several thousand people. So, because a tour this high, I was just blown away that he's selling that many tickets. 1,000 people because a tour of this high in demand, trust me, I wish I could see it. I wish I could see everyone, but it's physically impossible to meet thousands of people on a daily basis. It has to be different tickets and packages. I promise you that I'm trying to lower them, but it's as affordable as possible. But I personally am doing this tour for fun and to say thank you. But please remember, there's a huge team and company working hard. So he's basically saying, listen, I'm not even making that much money. I could be fucking making more money. He's like, listen, I'm doing this for fun. I'm doing this for you. I don't buy it.
He believes his presence is a present, as they would say.
Man, he always pulls this shit on Twitter where he's like, I'm talking to my team, but also fuck you. Like, that's always his excuse. Let's see. He responded. James responded to why he deleted. Oh, then he deleted his tweets.
Yeah.
Why'd you delete the tweet? Because I'm talking to my team about ticket prices as it wasn't the mood to read negativity and rude comments. No, not including constructive criticism when I'm already dealing with a lot. Yeah, you're always dealing with a lot, I get the feeling. Okay, here's a video of James singing. Y'all
get the fuck out!
Oh my god, this is what the show was? Bro, yeah. This was it?
Well, you tell me. Of course you think this is
what? This is the Hamilton caliber. This is the venue? Wait, what's so expensive? He's literally just standing on like a makeshift stage with a cardboard box behind him.
Yeesh.
You don't think that's a $500 venue?
You're right. It is better than Hamilton.
Hold you.
He's one of these guys that thinks if he just has like a bunch of range that he's a good singer. Eat out my ass. It's funny because I can't even make out the words. He's basically just doing what I'm doing.
What the fuck?
That doesn't look... I mean, listen, I'm only 34. I ain't been around that long, but I think you can get a better experience for $500. Fans paid $500 to duet with James. Oh, no kidding. There's more. Bro, this looks like a cult meeting. I just watched this documentary, The Vow, about Nexium. And there's scenes that look literally just like this, where Keith... Oh, no. This is unbelievable. This is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. This shouldn't be. This shouldn't exist. There's a mom here who's like, what in the fuck? Look at her. Look at this mom. She's like, what the fuck? This is the worst thing of all time. This is the worst thing ever. People are not even having fun.
That is so true.
Look at all the faces. They're shocked. Look at her. I don't know. All because you won't listen. Eat out my ass. Treat all my girls like trash.
Now I'm done believing you.
Bitches that'll get you.
You don't know what I'm doing.
Bro, this is going on so long, too.
More than what you made of me. I followed the voice you gave.
Bro, this is tough. This is crazy.
Bruh.
I wonder if he would sell me a $500 ticket, like what Idubbbz did to Tanacon, if I could do a duet with him. Or not Tanacon, he went to a family. Here's an IG video of James on canceling. Oh, he canceled the sister tour? Oh, no.
Media, like a tour has been such a huge, huge dream of mine, and the fact that it was becoming a reality and that it was almost completely sold out is like still so mind-blowing to me, and I am so grateful. Obviously, as well, a lot has gone on in the past few weeks, which has led many people, including myself, wondering what was going to happen to tour. And after The last week of meetings and phone calls and trying to figure it out and talking to myself and my tour company and my friends and family, we've officially come to the very, very tough decision that I...
Not worth it. I wasn't making enough money. I was doing it for fun. And now you got... So what, did he cancel it because he was sick of people giving him shit?
Yeah, pretty much. And there was the situation with...
Does that make sister sense?
Mm-hmm. With Tati was at that time as well.
Oh, all the Tati drama.
Yeah.
I still think she's worse than James, if I can even put that out there. We should do a Tati Westbrook content court. You guys excited about that prospect?
Nope.
We've got TikToks also for the Enter the Record on Cringe. Here's one. This one's kind of hard to understand, but... As I understand it, this fan wasn't in on this joke. So they're doing a fan meetup, and they all pretended to be, like, really bitchy and uninterested and lame. But she wasn't in on the joke. And it looks like she had a really bad experience, and then they all laughed at her. Brad, they all look like... Sorry, she said. She doesn't understand what's going on.
Right.
Oh, that's so awkward. I feel so bad for her. She literally apologized. We want to apologize. After a long 48 hours of restless filming and touring, then meeting thousands of fans with no sleep, we were exhausted by the end of our tour. Our true apologies. We are sincerely sorry. Wait. Are they apologizing to her? Are they? What are the comments on this?
This is sick.
It is. I am logged in, aren't I? Oh no, I logged myself out. What? It seems like he's being such a dick. The poor girl apologized. Sorry. She looks confused, right?
Yeah, big time.
Can I just point out how awkward that first hug is?
Like, that's what.
Jesus.
Oh, God. What was that? You're right. I mean, I feel so bad for her. This is horrible. And by the way, they memed on her, too, on TikTok. This probably has like a billion views.
138 million.
Ah, 138 million? Dude, they memed that girl to death. Okay. Let me get a look at that first hug. Hi. Okay. Cool. Sorry. Eesh. She probably has nightmares about that. God, I look so fat. I'm like fat Judge Ethan.
Ethan, you need to judge James, not yourself.
Dude, I look like... I think you're sexy, like one of those evil judges from a Disney film where they're all fat. Just like... So detached.
You're fresh looking. You're looking great, Judge Ethan.
Thank you, Zach. You're promoted to clerk.
I think you're falling apart without your bailiff.
I think so too. I think I'm totally with you there, buddy. Anyway, where were we? Yes, he's a dick, and he's a dick. What was the background on this, AB?
So he was basically memeing a video from the Dober brothers, the twins, where they were basically very rude to their fans and they weren't like acknowledging them. But the thing is, it's still bizarre. Is like. At least the way it's shown is that this girl wasn't in on it. So either way, even if they were memeing it, she had no idea. So 138 million people seen her, being the butt of this joke.
So it seems like they were trying to make fun of the Dobry brothers who were douches, but in the process were also a douche to her.
Correct.
Well, if we're just judging cringe, that first hug, definitely... I would say that first hug, as you correctly pointed out, Zach, and her face as they start clapping and cheering at her and she doesn't understand what's going on. Just watch her face. Watch this. She's like, cool. Why? Why have you done this to me? Why me? Anyway, here's a video of James Charles saying, I'm your sleep paralysis demon. That might actually become true. Yeah, TikTok. La Thomas and Yodel,
Hi, sisters. La Thomas and
Yodel, I shouldn't really be making fun of people's TikToks, though, to be honest, because I'm walking around saying Baba Booey and shit, so I feel like you could flip the script on me pretty hard. I feel like I could see myself making this video in a month. Baba Booey. And then being like, Baba Booey. Yeah, I'm not giving a pass on that one.
Oh, bro.
That was like the most lagged out soundbite ever. POV, you're the boy you used to bully in high school.
POV, the boy you used to bully in high school becomes famous.
POV, the boy you used to bully in high school slowly becoming famous. Ba, 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 ba. He looks like he's just turning into a douche. You know what I mean? Like, how do we know you've evolved? It looks like you just have more money. It looks to me like you might need to be bullied more. Oh, that's rude. But like, some people say, you know, bullying works. People say that. Hold on. The lie detector, pass the lie detector. Let me suck your ass on you. Well, again, look, I'm not going to judge anyone's TikTok when I'm out there making Baba Booey videos. You know what I mean? So, yeah, Dan knows what I mean. Okay, on the count of cringe, AI Ian, would you like to mount a defense, please?
Well, I mean, starting off, we talked about the tour tickets being way too expensive. But looking at the pricing, I see that general admission was as low as $50.
True.
Around there. So... I mean, maybe I missed a bullet point in the ticket pricing, but I don't think it said if you attend this concert, you have to purchase the $500 Mega James Charles package.
Very good point by AI Ian.
And now, then it becomes a matter of, as far as I know, the tour did sell out and the market did agree that $500 was sufficient due to the selling out.
So, AIN, you are a market capitalist, I understand.
Baby, that's just how the machine rolls, my guy.
I understand, sure. The invisible hand moves us all.
You best believe it.
Okay.
You bet your sweet ass it does.
Absolutely. What else?
Well, it's also priced... comparatively well compared to VIP packages for other celebrities. I just looked it up. A Taylor Swift VIP package starts at $895. Now, one could argue, well, Taylor Swift is much bigger, blah, 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 blah. But then you're getting into a situation of, is art objective? Is one better than the other? No, the value is placed in the viewer and the fan. So I think it's kind of a deal.
It's a deal compared to Taylor Swift.
I'd drop $500 if you ever paid me.
If I ever paid you, sure. Well, that's a big if. Anything else, AI Ian?
And then obviously TikToks, we can throw that out because, you know, all I have to do is redirect to the Ethan Klein H3 TikTok page. It's automatically all invalidated.
Well, I actually agree with you, so you didn't really have to even throw me under the bus. Like, I already said that.
Yes. So I rest my case.
All right. AB, there's some interesting points made by AI Ian, please, if you would.
Yeah, I'd pay $500 not to watch that concert, first off. Second, at least Ethan's tweets, Ethan's TikToks, he's self-aware. The problem is with James, I don't think he is self-aware. And that's where the cringe comes in.
Well, what do you say... to the point that, like, well, they didn't have to buy the $500 ticket.
Right. I mean, I don't know. Jake Paul doesn't have to make such low-quality merch. It's just taking advantage of these large influencers could put out anything, and their fan base will buy it. Team 10 concerts sell out. they used to.
AIN, do you think do you think that the age difference of the fans? I think generally people dropping $800 on a VIP Taylor Swift concert. I think Taylor Swift has like adult fans, right?
I mean, that package I just found was a few years old, and arguably she does have a lot of child fans who went and grabbed mom's American Express.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure that did happen as well. Okay. Anything else, AB, or does the defense rest or the prosecution rest there?
The defense rests.
You're the prosecution.
You're the prosecution.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sure. Why not?
I mean, but it's true what you said.
I'll go ahead and rest too. I'll take a rest. I'm going to go take a quick nap.
All right. Thank you, guys. All right, Dan, cue the music. We're about to deliberate. The Honorable Judge Ethan Klein is asked to review the charges of criminal cringe at the 10th degree. Although first degree is generally worse, right, than further out degrees?
Yes.
Yeah. It's cringe of the first degree.
Rules.
First, we have James Charles charging $500 for VIP tickets. AI Ian, on one hand, makes a good point. You could attend it and spend $30, which is a fair price to pay. Actually, $60, excuse me. $60 was general admission. $500, though? Are you not, if you set the price, are you not obligated to deliver a value for the price that you've charged? Sure, the market consumes it, but we must have standards, AIN. I mean, is James Charles entitled to just sell to cough in somebody's face? And if you charge VIP and they pay $10,000, can he just go fart in your face and say that's the experience? But there's some expectations. Maybe some people actually like that. Maybe that's a good price for that service. I'm not here to gauge that question. This is a tough one. This is a tough one, guys. You know, after watching that video, I'd like to know how many normal tickets are available and how many VIP tickets are available and such, you know. But fuck it, I don't like him. He's guilty. No nuance here.
Whoa. No, come on. This is a cartoon courtroom.
No.
He's guilty of overcharging cringe fucking singing ass motherfucker. Guilty. Silence.
Oh, no.
On the charge of having cringy TikToks. Bro, these behind the scenes videos, you can't argue with that shit. That's cringe, bro. Let's say the price is fair, but what went on back there is unforgivable. You know what I mean? I'm not even going to rule on the price. All I'm going to show you, AIN, and I dare you to try to explain this. Go ahead. AIN, narrate this. Tell me how this is good. Ian?
I'm unable to see what you're looking at.
Oh, it's them singing together with the fans. Can you hear it?
Oh, and I can hear it a little bit. Oh. Oh.
Sounds good to you?
Yeah, Ian's vibing.
Oh. Right,
silence.
Let's get it.
It's not a jam. Silence in the court.
Order. I think he's more than vibing.
Yeah, you're having a bit of too much vibing back there. Keep it together, AIN. Hey!
Yeah, baby.
Knock it off.
Yeah, let's
get it. Baby, talk to me, baby. All right. On the count of TikTok, this was pretty cringy. It's pretty embarrassing, but, you know, whatever. I didn't know what happened before or after. Maybe he said to her, hey, that was a lot of fun. Come hang out with me at the champagne room. Yeah, right. Didn't happen. Probably said, get out of here, my face, bitch. Spit in her face. Probably is what happened. He probably spit in her face.
Wow, sister snapped.
On the count of the paralysis demon and bullying, again, as everyone keeps pointing out, Ethan, your TikTok's cringy too. So should you really be calling TikTok's cringy? No. Ethan Klein, age 3, by the way, on TikTok. Follow me there. On the count of cringe, he's obviously guilty. I mean, is this a kangaroo court? Yes. Predetermined outcome.
Oh my God, this is the tea.
So that's it. I sentenced James Charles to $1 billion to me, $1 trillion to Wet n Wild. He is sentenced to watch it 100 times and to do a cameo in a Netflix documentary about the beauty world. And worst of all, I think the worst punishment for James Charles is just if people couldn't look at him. You know how there's like Twilight Zones where like there's impossible premises? He was sentenced to nobody noticing him for a year. Where people just don't pay attention to him at all. They just ignore him. Can you imagine? Oof. I don't think he could cope with that.
Oh, hated that.
Oh, I hated that. Anything else to add, guys, before we wrap this up?
Been real.
It's been real. Hey, Ian, you want to sign off?
As at, this court is faker than me.
Oh. Am I biased? Yes. Is he guilty? Yes. Can it be both? Yes. This court is now adjourned. Thank you, everybody, for coming. Justice isn't fun. And it isn't pretty. And sometimes it's downright brutal. But here in the content court, the Honorable Judge Ethan Klein gets to the bottom of it every time.